Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
From a start again. Live from a bathhouse in Rome, we present a wheezing, groaning sound, cataclysmically the only Doctor Who podcast to be made by three men in togas trying to keep their scrolls from getting damp. I am Paulus Litchfieldius, and joining me is a knackered old senator and a knock-kneed gladiator. It's Thomas Dinas and Mr. Jonathan Raynus.
Hello!
For it is time. I just realised it's time to realise there's no decorum in the forum, but that's Greek. And we ask the question, what's a Grecian earn? 4 drachmas a week.
Hey!
But that's Greek. Anyway, we're doing the Romans, everyone.
What was on telly?
What was on telly? The Romans was on telly.
Oh, yeah.
It's Saturday the 16th of January, 1965. Yeah.
Oh, hang on. Oh, so that's 2 days, as we record this, that's 2 days away, 16th of January, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, it means nothing, does it?
No. just quite cold, isn't it? Cold 60s day.
It's going to get really cold this week.
I bet it was cold in 1965.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Oof. But it's snow everywhere.
Racist snow as well.
Racist snow. It was really white.
Yeah.
Just to rub it in.
Yeah. programme started on BBC One at 11:45.
Fucking
it's 1965.
Yeah.
With The Science of Man. Series 4, Heredity and Evolution, the Basis of the Genome.
I'm there, I'm watching it, baby.
Oh, yeah. Hook me up. Mummy, let's get a telly.
Finally, the chromosomatic exchange between sperm and egg. Dory?
Oh, hello.
Dory, just hang around just in case. Don't go anywhere. Ah, forget it. after that, jeez, whatever that was Kommit.
Oh,
a German course of 30 lessons, episode 11. Dieter visits a business contact and meets Heidi unexpectedly.
Oh. I've seen German films that begin like that.
Yeah. Oh, what an unexpected meeting.
Yeah. I have come to fix ein Piano.
I've come to fix ein Tuba! and other instruments. After Kommit was grandstand, bloody grandstand, 12:45 to quarter past five as per. Jeez. Then it was Jukebox Jury!
Hey!
Jukebox Jury! With guests, Catherine Boyle.
Nope. Yep, Katie Boyle.
Maureen Cleave.
Yeah, she was a journalist.
Sure.
Yeah.
Rupert Davis.
No.
And Richard Wattis.
Oh,
shite.
Ghastly tune. Imagine everything. It was awful. anyone got any Schubert? I love a bit of Wattis. After Jukebox Jury, 20 to 6, Doctor Who.
Oh.
The Romans, episode 1, The Slave Traders. There is a write-up for you,
Yay!
Tomothy. After relaxing at a Roman villa for a fucking month.
A month?
The Doctor is mistaken for a murdered lyre player and targeted by an assassin. Ian and Barbara are captured by slave traders.
That's very accurate.
That's exactly what happens.
See you next week.
Yeah.
After that was the good old days.
Hey.
The good old days. Old time music hall fun from the City Variety Theatre Leeds.
My Elvis.
My Elvis. It's Spider Biffy Dad. It runs in the family, don't you know? I've got a tuning up me also today. If I bend over, it's hip 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 hooray. That sort of stuff, isn't it? People love all that. My granddad was a bender on the sea. He fucked all of the Royal Navy. That sort of stuff. It's lovely, isn't it?
Of course, in those days, you could say that.
Yeah.
Not now.
Not now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a horribly offensive term now.
I've got a garden gnome on my arse. Who'd like to smash it into pieces? That sort of stuff. Yeah. It's all lovely old timey.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. Things were different then. It was
things
fun.
Things were just very different then.
Oh. Is it you? Yeah, just...
Tommy Trinder was in it.
Tommy Trinder.
Ali Bongo.
Oh.
Lovely. Yeah. Mm.
The Delroys.
Del boys, they all fall down the bar.
You plonker.
We're all plonkers plonking along. Blinky fucking plonk. Even I gave up with that. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, Pauline Sansby was also on it.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Good for her.
And Norman Crider.
Barry Cryer and Norman Wisdom went together
in the flying machine.
In a flying machine.
Created their rider.
Yeah.
We're all up in a flying machine. London looks like a can. Lovely. Perfect. Good old days.
Mm.
Love all them. After that was The Rogues, a film series starring David Niven and Robert Coote.
Oh.
Film series. The Rogues.
Maybe it means like
I'd like to see that.
Like a, yeah.
Well, we're a pair of rogues, aren't we?
Yes.
And we're both wearing brogues.
Brogues in rogues in brogues.
Roguish things should we get out to today?
Mm.
How about we have sex with a cat?
Listening to the Pogues.
After the Rogues, at 9:30, what the hell is this? R3 Ministry of Research Centre number 3, the Fratton Experiment.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
Riveting.
Yeah.
They say Saturday evening telly's dead these days.
Saturday evening at 9:30. R3 Ministry of Research Centre number 3, the Fratton Experiment.
Live from the Apollo.
Yeah, you got your curry on your lap.
Michael McIntyre hosts.
The R3 Ministry of Research Centre number 3.
They do research.
They do research, don't they? Have you ever seen them doing research? I haven't. Research. Where's the research done? No one knows.
The Fratton Experiment. Yeah. After that was not so much a programme, more a way of life, which we've talked about before. It's Look at the World, One Eye Open, One Eye Closed. Between the two, a picture is composed.
Well, not for me, because I've got a weaker eye on my left side.
Right. Ah.
Yes. So if I did that, it's a lot blurrier than doing that.
Yes, my brother, when he was young, had to have an eye patch on one glass that encouraged that eye to strengthen.
That's right.
And we all, everyone at school called him Cyclops.
Of course.
Very mean.
It's very mean, isn't it?
Especially as he lived in a cave and had little sheep.
And he loved Jean Grey, didn't he?
He loved Jean Grey.
Yeah, nice.
Well, I love my Yates. So. Anyway, after that, the Not So Much A Programme, More Way of Life closed down.
Of course, exhausted.
BBC 2 started at 7:03.
Oh, my
PM,
God.
PM.
Yeah, right.
Jeez.
With the news.
Yeah.
Okay. Then
the news is BBC 2's depressed is what's happened there.
Mm. Then it was Match of the Day. Christ.
You're welcome.
After that was Cinema 625.
Oh, yeah.
Lovely.
The Forbidden Christ.
What?
The Forbidden Christ.
The Forbidden Christ. What is the? Is that a secret Christ that we don't know about?
Shh, secret Christ.
Secret Christ. Forbidden Christ.
For this year's Secret Santa, we're doing a secret Christ.
I brought in the Forbidden Christ.
Get it out of me! there's no write-up, unfortunately, for the Forbidden Christ.
I should think not.
Yes, no. Christy.
Do you think it's a bit rude? Do you think it's Rudy Doody, European Rudy Doody?
Probably might in a 60s way, which is like, they 60s. Probably, yeah, it's not very rude. It's just like, they probably, at one point, they probably...
You see his bum or something.
They have a cross, but then it's filmed at an angle where it looks a bit upside down, and it's like, couldn't you show that on the BBC? Can you?
Satanism at work! That sort of thing.
Mm.
Yeah. Do you reckon it concentrates a lot on him, like, working with the prostitutes in Galilee, so it's a bit seedy?
Oh, maybe.
Mm.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Galilee, 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 Figaro, Magnifico. I've seen a little Mary Magdalene out there.
That's enchanting.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Did you just make that whole tune up?
You made it all up. This is like Goodnight Sweetheart.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to call it Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
Where did you get these ideas, Gary? I don't know.
Gary! Oh, where do you get these songs from, Gary?
Don't worry! What is a Tamagotchi?
There's a guy who used to come into our pub in the 40s. He knocked up a barmaid, bummed me, and we haven't seen him since. Roast some lovely music, though.
Kept talking about a show called Howard's Way.
Do you reckon if all these people from Goodnight Sweetheart got into the 1970s and Elton John did appear and write all those songs, they're like, he's fucking ripping off Gary Sparrow.
Gary Sparrow, the genius.
Damn him.
Kill him. Assassinate Elton John.
Gary has to go and tell you, I didn't write them.
Yeah. So what happened to John Lennon? Did he? Yeah. Someone defending the honour of Gary Sparrow.
Get shot.
Yeah. This is for Gary.
Mark Chapman was found on the curb holding a book called Goodnight Sweetheart.
Anyway, after Cinema 625, The Forbidden Christ, was Who is Mary Morrison? I don't fucking know.
No.
What are you asking me for?
Mary Morrison.
It says an improbable story.
Her sister Tabitha Tesco.
Ada Asda.
Yeah, and Sarah Sainsbury's.
Yeah.
It's a very unfair system of photo distribution.
And a Cardo delivery. No, it shouldn't be Anne, should it? Should be it's not
Olivia Lee Ricardo.
Wendy Waitrose. Mm-hmm.
Sally Sainsbury's. Yeah.
Tina Tesco.
That's like an open spot character actor. That, hello, I'm Sally Sainsbury's.
Oh, really, Sally Sainsbury's.
Brenda B&M. Alice Aldi.
Oh.
Alicia Asda.
Agatha Argos.
Very good.
Hey, up, Brenda Boots here. Let's just do this for an hour. Yeah, all right. I love it. What else can we do?
Norman next.
Have you met my nan, Wendy Woolworth?
Yeah.
Hello, Hilda Harrods here. Harriet Harrods. What else we got? I'm Isabel Iceland. Ooh.
Care to quick say?
Why am I so entertained by this?
Tilly Timpson's reporting for duty.
Shona Shoe Zone. Yeah. Wilhelmina W. H. Smith.
Yes, my name is Sally Sports Direct. Double barreled.
Tina K. Max is the name.
Paula Pandora.
Petula Pasta.
My name's Heather HMV.
And I'm Sam Goody.
Oh, that's going back a bit. Nice, I like that.
I'm Glenda Greggs. Do you like the pasty? After that, so we now know who Mary Morrison is.
Perfect. Our whole team. We should do a Mr. Men style set of books like that.
We should.
Where they all sort of interact in the style of their shops.
That'd be wonderful.
So, publishers.
Tilly Timpson was having a bad day. She had all these keys to cut. And also, someone wanted a pair of vegetables we sold.
They wanted their heel mended.
And a trophy.
I told them I didn't want to. I don't think I want to do this anymore.
I don't want to make
for you there, listeners. Yeah. Anyway.
Throwback to 2023.
After Mary Morrison, Who the Hell Is She? An Improbable Story, was a programme called Six, as in the word six.
Six.
And it's part six, Andy's Game, a game.
No idea.
So it's six, part six, Andy's Game, a game.
I think there was an echo when he wrote it.
Earth is going on. After that, we've had Cinema 625. It's now time for Jazz 625.
Great.
With the Ronnie Scott Quartet.
Oh, nice.
Jazz never ends. I'm just filling time there.
Yeah, yeah. Very good.
With jazz that never ends. You sat there and it goes, you're like, it must be finished. It must be done there. You fucker. After the Jazz 625, it was Closey Rosey Downey Roney.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Exhausting. Lovely.
But why? Why?
Why?
Why? When you could be watching this thrilling story where the Doctor does sweet F.A. the TARDIS has materialised on a cliff edge in the previous episode and it topples down. Oh, no.
So the previous episode was the chase, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's chase.
Yes.
No, yes.
The rest... The Rescue.
Oh, was it The Rescue?
The Rescue.
We now cut to a remote Roman villa. The Doctor has been doing fuck all with his assistants for about a month.
He's been having a bit of R&R.
Just a bit of R&R. Just a bit of rest and recuperation. But they've done nothing.
No.
Yeah. And the first thing he says is, do you know what? I am fucking fed up with looking at your two faces. Ian and Barbara.
Well, Ian wakes up and immediately grasps some grapes. And like, oh.
Yeah. And the Doctor's like, I can't stand looking at your faces. I'm going to go to Rome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Vicky goes, can I come with you? And he goes, yeah, go on then if you bloody insist. Ridiculous. Yep. And they sort of go, well, what about the TARDIS? It's on its side. The Doctor goes, oh, don't worry about that.
It's on its side fine. Under loads of mud. And
they buried it or something.
Goat's piss.
Goat's poo. Be fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Fine, probably.
So Barbara and Vicky decide, excuse me, I just burped. So sorry. It's too much bolos.
Yeah.
It smelt nice.
That was the hole that came out there.
Yeah, right? I think I belched a hole. Barbara and Vicky take a little strollette to the nearest village.
Very nice.
Lovely little stroll they have. But they're being, they get attention from some unsavoury gentleman types.
Well,
who
they
turned out to be slave traders.
Yeah, they go up to a stall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're like, oh, hello, how much for your lovely things? And the person's like, oh, hello.
Hello.
I'm Roman.
Hello, welcome to Rome.
You speak the language impeccably. Yeah.
They do say, those two ladies, we think they're from Britannicus.
Well, she says, we saw that in London. She's like, she goes, oh, Londinium. And one of the slave traders looks like Michael Eavis.
Yes.
Oh, right.
Yes, he does.
This is fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Glastonbryus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of RSC in ancient Rome, isn't there?
This is very
What if it turned out that's what Glastonbury was for?
Maybe.
Just like getting people selling.
Isn't Glastonbury
lost?
Like slave trading, though, isn't it? Hey,
let's all think about that for a
when
bit.
They're selling the tickets.
Slaves to economy.
Everybody in
Mark. Not worthy farms, what I call it.
Pyramid stage is a bit like Romans going to Egypt.
Maybe. Yeah. Meanwhile, the Doctor takes a stroll.
Great.
And nothing happens. But just outside the village, the local lyre player is stabbed to death. By another unsavoury type.
Yeah, lovely.
And dumped in a hedge.
It's not like the Doctor just robs his corpse, though. Is it?
No, the just robs his corpse whilst laughing.
I don't know who's the bigger liar, that man or the Doctor pretending to be him.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Good point. Very good. Tony B. Liar.
Yeah, that's what he should be called.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Tony B. Liar.
Hello, Tony B. Liar here.
I play the liar. And I'm
play
also
it
a liar.
Very well.
Is that true?
There are two guards. One plays the liar, and the only one can only play the truth.
My first is in Lie. My second is in Tony Blair. My third is not here, but the other one is there.
My name's Gordon Brown, and I deal in prudent financial policies.
Is that your Gordon Brown? It's really
good. Not
bad. I don't think I could do a Gordon Brown.
Prudent financial policies.
Hello, have you seen the family nest? No, I can't do
he's
it.
Got, you've got to meet your...
I got to bear back like that.
And you also have to... have one eye missing, don't you? Because he's got a glass eye, like Columbo.
He's got a glass eye.
Yeah.
Glass mouth.
Which went, I felt sorry for him because he was Prime Minister when Avatar came out, and I thought he'd never really truly appreciate the 3D. Right.
Yeah. Looks like the kind of guy who'd love Avatar. Hey, he's good friends with Shakira, and
that hipster lie.
That's good.
Oh, neither does my president.
Sometimes when you see him talking, he does this weird.
Yeah, he does that face that kind of goes, no noise comes out. It's a bit like the Doctor playing his liar.
Yeah.
So the Doctor, they all now come back to the Roman villa and they establish, well, Doctor, surely we should be doing something. And the Doctor's like, no, I'm off to Rome. So then Ian Barber go, oh, Doctor's gone to Rome. We'll just hang around here and have some fun. But
Those two
suspicious slave traders have tracked them back to the villa and they capture them. It's well,
Ian
thrilling
does,
fight.
Ian holds his own and then stupid old Barbara knocks him out.
Oh, yeah, that's
with
it?
A vase.
With a vase. What if he died?
Well, if you're American, you say vase.
Vase.
But if you're British, you say vase.
If you're American, you say the flower tube.
Man, I'm full of flowers that I can keep my gun in and my fucking banoffee boy. And my mayonnaise, hold the rye, hold the mayo.
Oh, buffalo
sauce. Get the goddamn chimp on the blower.
That's what you said.
Sort of thing.
So it's vase or...
Yeah.
Or vase.
Or, yeah.
Key lamp, oh, boy!
It could be a Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't put any woke flowers in your Ricky Gervais.
No. Yeah. Don't forget, everyone. It's just comedy that he does. It's just comedy. He tells you. Look, it's just a joke.
It's just a joke.
It's just a joke when I say you're a spasmo. It's just a joke. It's just a harmless
joke. Hilarious joke that he does.
And Ricky knows. He's king of comedy, doesn't he? He knows that. He tells you. I'm really good at what I do. He tells you. Keep saying how good he is, how rich he is, and how clever he is.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's all there. Well, then the audience love it. They're like,
And then you get Adam Curtis going, but this was all an illusion.
What happens? Mm. Oh, God, what happens? So they've been captured, the slave traders. On the road to Rome, the Doctor and Vicky notice the dead liar place. And the Doctor literally goes, a Roman centurion walks past and goes, mistakes the Doctor for the liar player, even though they don't look remotely alike.
But he's only going on, he's never seen him before.
He has never seen
him. He just knows he's an old liar player.
Yeah.
Just been told, look out for a weird fucker on the road.
Mad old chuckling fucker with a young girl on the road.
Yeah.
And says that he will personally escort the Doctor to Rome. And the Doctor, because even Vicky goes, but he thinks you're someone else. And the Doctor says, yeah, it's fun, isn't it? Yeah. So he's immediately starting on a lie. Yeah. There you go.
Yep.
And he's a liar, right?
Yes, yes, thank you. Someone had to say it. Oh, he's reaching for the polo.
There's an unfair polo. They've got them all over the other side of the desk, viewers.
Keep them away from you.
Reaching over.
Yeah. So Ian and Barbara are sold, but they're sold separately. Batch is not included.
aren't they? They are, because Ian's sent to a boat.
Ian's sent to a boat.
Barbara's sent to Nero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're both going to the same place.
Mm-hmm. She's going to work in a cafe Nero, but it's got admin error.
Yeah. Barbara gets there quicker than Ian does, who has to row there the long way
round.
So the Roman centurion confronts the killer of the lyre player, informing him that he never killed the musician.
Yes.
Oh, I don't even know what.
Because he's like, well, I met him on the road. He's like,
oh, that's right.
That's weird, because I definitely killed him.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm. And
just a dead man in the side of the road.
Dead man.
What's the chance of there being two old men playing lyres on that road at the same time?
Yeah.
Yeah. He pulls out his broads. Oh, yeah, God. So the killer who killed the musician is now given a second chance to do it.
Yeah,
the doctor's like staying somewhere on the road. And you don't see the Doctor, you hear him giggling behind a curtain. And the guy pulls out his broadsword and goes to menace. And the guy, by the way, can't speak. He's got no tongue.
Yeah.
So he goes.
Yeah. And that's the great end of part one.
Yes.
As he goes up
with
his broadsword.
He's going to stab the Doctor.
Yeah.
And he succeeds, and that's the end, isn't it?
Yeah. So they do attack the Doctor. And the Doctor lamps him over the head with his lyre.
Yeah.
And smashes an urn over his head.
Yeah.
And then for some reason, wrestle flips him upside down. Yeah. All the while giggling like a fucking sociopath. Trashes the joint and beats the living out of this poor guy. That's what he was trying to kill him.
Who is the guy who gets dragged through the bookshelf and then farts out?
Charlie Drake.
Charlie Drake is very Charlie Drake.
Yeah. Beats the living shit out of him. And the doctor just laughing his head off. Oh, Jesus. The doctor informs Vicky that a plan is probably afoot and he's really happy to play along. Because he's like, I've been mistaken for the lyre player and now someone's trying to assassinate me. Fun, isn't it? She's like, not really, Doctor, if I'm really honest. Cut to Rome. Barbara's in chains in a cell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And cut to a Roman galley ship. Ian's been rowing for 5 days.
Yeah.
He's made a friend.
Yeah.
Can't remember his name now. Delos. Is it Delos?
Delos.
The guy?
Sing him a song, Delos.
He only talks like this. We can get out of this boat if we try, and we can swim to the shore. Thank you, Delos.
Thank you, Delos. Yeah, Delos, a fellow slave.
There you go.
He's good.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, meanwhile, back in Rome, there's lots of toing and froing. Tavius, a Roman senator type who works for Nero, turns up and goes, I fancy this slave here, Barbara, and buys her.
Yeah.
Well, offers 10,000 sesterces for her.
A lot.
And that's a lot.
Apparently.
Gets sold. Meanwhile, the ship that Ian's on is run aground. And he's on a sandy beach.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Jesus Christ. The Doctor and Vicky now arrive. They meet Caesar.
Yes.
Nero.
Caesar Nero.
Yeah. Who's just like, Sid Caesar. Oh, I'm a funny fellow.
Oh, I do like his performance.
That standard Nero thing of just being.
He
like,
was in Carry On Abroad.
Who's he in Carry On
He's
Abroad?
He's the head monk of the order.
He is.
Yeah.
Is that him?
Yeah.
Is
apparently, he was friends with. Because Barbara's husband, has he directed this? Or no, Barbara's husband was a director.
Right.
This guy was friends with him and she got him the gig.
Ah.
Okay.
And so then he's...
I think he's
great. I really enjoyed him in this.
It's what you've got to do with this story is tap into what it's
not watch it.
Doing. Which is, it's a fun, campy runaround.
It is. Especially, it literally turns into Ray Cooney farce.
Running
down corridors trying to pinch Barbara's bum.
Yeah.
However, that Nero goes, you must play for me later. And Doctor says, certainly.
I've got to play for Robert De Niro. Yeah.
and then the Hartnell tries to say the word impossible but can't say it.
Oh, yes, he does.
He goes, it would be an impossibility.
He's having a go,
isn't he? So Nero informs the doctor to rest, eat, and practice for later.
Rest, eat, and practice later. That was Robert De Niro.
That's pretty good, Robert.
Well, that's sort of a bit like it's gone a bit Miami twice, hasn't it?
From
Oh my God, John Sullivan ripped off the Romans.
Yeah. When Del Boy finds it. Yeah.
Never seen it.
You've not seen it?
No, I don't.
He doesn't like Only Fools and Horses.
That's true.
No, we really hate it.
Imagine they take away the... Because there's no audience laughter on that one, is there? Because it's a movie.
No.
Miami Twice. Miami Twice. They go to Miami. And
it's
then
two-parter.
Exhausting.
And Del Boy...
I hate Del Boy. So
David Jason gets to play an American mobster and Del Boy.
Oh, as Marlon Brando. Because he's Marlon Brando, isn't he?
Like, well,
Look
another kind of you. That sort of thing.
Stop crying like a girl.
Having a stroke, help me. Act fast.
Yeah.
You can do your own washing, you fat bastard. That was Mrs.
Crabapple.
No, from Stella Street.
Hug it.
Thank you. When she looked after Marlon Brando.
Yeah. Who's the guy who after the spaceship crashes in Life of Brian? He goes, "Oh, you lucky bastard!"
I don't know who he is, but I love him.
Yeah.
Oh, you lucky bastard. See, we're not talking about the Romans. We're just going, who's that bloke?
What did I have for dinner last night?
Yeah.
There'll be Hartnell purists listening to this and giving us a bad review.
Yeah, they'll be like,
don't worry. We're going to end the episode one on a real cliffhanger.
Okay.
Because poor old Ian's in jail.
Yeah.
He's going to be a gladiator.
Apparently. Yes, and who's he going to be fighting?
He looks out the window and sees library footage of lions.
Yeah.
So he's going to be fighting them.
The Rancor.
That is literally the end.
The Rancor.
He's going to have to fight the Rancor.
The Rancor. But it's in a bath night.
Yeah.
Hold me back.
And then you can get Morning Sarge.
Yeah.
Sarge from Morning Sarge coming as the Rancor handler.
He has a glass eye. He's
got a wonky eye.
He's the blind school inspector from Chalk as well.
You're right. He is.
Oh, he's in all sorts of that guy.
He's great.
Put Chalk on iPlayer, BBC, you cowards.
Yeah, we love it. I genuinely think it's brilliant.
What was Chalk?
It was a David Bamber basically doing a sort of Basil Fawlty, if we're honest. But it was written by Stephen Moffat and it was about a school.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he was the headmaster. He was deputy headmaster. The headmaster in the first series was John Wells and he was called Mr. Nixon.
Yeah.
And then he died after the first series. So they brought in Duncan Preston.
As Mr. Kennedy. Series,
and he was Mr. Kennedy.
Yeah.
What channel was this on?
It was on BBC One.
BBC One.
And of course it had Nicola Walker in it.
Of course. From The Haunting. Yes.
From The Haunting.
Stuff.
And it's just a very, very funny show. But it went way under the radar and no one really...
Well, no, people actually didn't like it.
Yeah, they didn't like it.
Really hated it. And I was
why did they hate it?
I think a lot of people accused him of just doing John Cleese. But I think David Bamber's much... It's different. And it's just
I think
he's always been able to do that haughty thing anyway.
I like him. He's got that... Also... Fucking ripped now. Absolutely ripped. He got...
Oh, my God, yeah. When I watched Camping, and he's all noon in the end of Camping, he's got a fucking six-pack. So strange.
Yeah. Sure, what I think.
But no, if you've not seen Chalk at Home, you can manage to find it. I think there was a DVD of it.
There was.
Watch it, cause it's bloody good.
So good.
Yeah. Is it on ITVX, maybe?
No.
No, it's not.
I think it might be on YouTube.
It's probably on YouTube.
Yeah. Ooh,
but I do recommend
YouTube,
it.
You say. Mm-hmm. I'll give that a look.
It's very good.
Anyway, look, it's part three.
Yes.
Part three.
Okay, I think it gets really fun now, because now it's a proper Ray Cooney fast run around.
He's physically looking at his notes.
Yes, there's a lot of running around now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it's the next morning. Uh-huh. Nero smashes his lyre over an assistant because he's just like, hey, Nero! Yeah. And basically, Tavius informs the doctor that for centuries... that the centurion's body has been dealt with, the guy who escorted the doctor.
Yeah.
And the doctor, again, not really knowing what's going on, just plays along.
Yeah.
Vicky goes, is this right? And he goes, yeah, shut up. She's like, all right, fine. Tavis now introduces Barbara to Nero. Mm-hmm. And Nero immediately goes, oh, delightful. Oh, but his wife keeps looking at him going, you dirty old prod. Yes. Can't keep it in his toga, can he? So he really fancies her. And for this episode, he basically spends the entire episode chasing her.
Yes.
Trying to pinch her bottom or touch her. And she's going, please, no.
It's very, it's on a level, isn't it? It's, it's very, seaside postcard.
Yes.
Yes.
In its
very Ray Cooney farcy.
Yeah.
She keeps running away down the corridor. She eventually finds a little room and she meets La Costa, who's the official poisoner to Nero. Yeah. Every time Nero doesn't like someone, he poisons them.
Hang on.
Costa and Nero.
Whoa.
Wow.
What's
happening?
We need to break the things, Zeitgeist.
And then
I'm Carla Costa. And I'm Nora Nero.
Oh, selling Starbucks.
Oh, let's just do that.
Yeah.
Love it.
Have you enjoyed that, listeners? Is that fun?
Yeah.
Is this content?
I'm Amelia Apple.
Like the Apple store.
Oh, are we just doing shops?
Why not?
Because it was supermarkets.
Yeah.
And coffee shops. Now it's just general shops.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you need more grounded rules for this?
No.
Hey,
no,
my name's Yeneth Yenaclaw.
Nice. Yeneth Yenaclaw. So it is.
So it is.
I'm Iris Independent Bookstore.
Harry H&M, please.
Ah, jeez. Anyway, so yeah, Nero's just chasing. She finds the, she finds La Costa, the official poisoner to Nero.
La 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 Costa.
La da da.
David Bamba. He was in Chalk.
Why isn't there a novelty song called David Bamba? David Bamba. I was in Pride and Prejudice and Chalk.
Captain.
David Bamba. David Bamba. David, if you're listening, we love you.
Oh,
we love you to
with miss. All our hearts.
Has he been in Who?
Yes, he was in Mummy on the Orient Express. He was very good in it.
Of course he was. He's always good.
That's quite a good one, actually.
He also played Hitler.
He did in Valkyrie.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. He
a buff Hitler.
Buff Hitler.
Einstein, fuck machine.
Buff Hitler.
Yeah. Eva, I'm going to pound you to dust.
Just wanted more Lebensraum in his shirts because he was so buff.
Nice,
that's what he wanted, yeah.
Blimey.
Eva, you are now Poland and I shall invade you. Anyway.
What happened to the Romans?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Well,
yeah,
fucking
Nero's wife says,
"Yeah,
stop trying to fuck that slave."
Yeah.
But I was like, "Thank you."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then she's like, "Actually, I don't want you around. You're too much of a temptation."
Mm.
Which is poor Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
Nero gives Barbara a bracelet.
Oh.
And sorry, I'm chucking on a polo.
Yeah.
And he wishes to toast her. And unfortunately, the wine has been poisoned.
Mm.
And the doctor runs in and saves Nero's life. He goes, "Don't drink that!
Don't drink it!"
And Nero's like, "Oh, good egg."
Mm.
Why he does that?
Yes.
That really interfere with history. If that was what was going to happen, that should have happened.
Mm.
Keeps talking about it all the time. Must interfere with history. As he watches Rome burn.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So now there's a big banquet.
Yeah.
There's a big banquet.
Oh, hang on. Is this where Nero gives the wine to his taster?
Yes.
And the taster dies.
And the taster dies.
And the taster dies in a basically it has this soundtrack.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's actually his family surname.
Yeah.
So if you ever met him, he goes, "Hello, my name is Reginald." How do you spell that, sir? It's as it sounds.
Yeah.
Comes from a long line of... and Agatha Argos. This, I just... So the doctor now has to play. He has to play the liar.
He's absolutely backed into a
Everyone
corner.
Everyone is there. The banquet is in full swing.
Yeah.
Nero goes, "Play for us." And the doctor goes, "Well, look, I am going to play for you."
Mm-hmm.
But my playing is so finely tuned.
Yeah.
And so delicate that only the people with a special gift for music can hear it.
Yes.
And then doesn't play anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Mimes. And, of course, relying on the ruse that everyone is like, "Well, I can't lose face. I've got to go, oh, what wonderful music." So the entire room are like, "Oh, wonderful, wonderful." Bit of a gamble, that.
He should have done Johnny B. Goode, like in Back to the Future.
Yeah, he should have done something like that.
Yeah.
"I am a cider drinker."
I am an antichrist.
Hi, it's your cousin, Francis Rotten.
Yeah, Francis Rotten.
Your kids are going to love it.
Yeah.
I'm the fire starter.
Well, he
is.
He is.
Yeah.
He fucking is.
Fucking is.
Yeah. So everyone is like, "Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful." But Nero, however, is like, "But I'm the best at everything." And gets very jealous.
Yes, it's always the risk, isn't it?
Yeah. And comes up with an idea. Have the doctor, who he still thinks is a liar player, to play in the Colosseum where he will be set upon by lions.
A bit
much, isn't it?
Because it's all Emperor's New Clothes, isn't it?
Yes.
They're playing on their vanity.
Mm.
Yeah.
That they're all like, "Oh, yeah, yeah." And people are going, "Oh, yeah, I did hear it. It was great."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So now, after the wonderful lyre playing, some entertainment is laid on for the populace with a gladiatorial fight. It's only bloody Ian and Delos, isn't it?
Very small fight.
It's a very small arena.
Localised fight. In a tiny area.
Like, people like 300 rows up going, "Speak up!" Can't see a thing.
So they basically have a tickle fight.
Yeah, yeah.
And
Wolf nibble chips.
Well, it's a bit like
what do you have, Adina?
In the Aztecs, isn't it? Because it doesn't. Yes. Ian always ends up having to go sort of, you know, mano a mano with some
has to have a fight.
Gladiator or something.
Unfortunately, he loses his weapon. Misses. And Delos has sort of got him, and they all turn to Nero, and Nero, of course, does the thumb down, which means off with Ian's head. End of part three. Wow. Now let's talk about some more stores, lady.
I was just going to say, it's a good point to mention that dear old Ian Chesterton, he's 100 years young this year, isn't he?
Yeah, he's incredible.
I don't want to do the usual wheezing thing where we kill someone.
Yeah.
But no, I just want to say, isn't that lovely?
Lovely. And his son's being better. He's in lots of very good stuff at the minute, isn't he?
We have so much power in our hands, don't we?
I don't like having that. I don't like wielding it.
No. Let's talk about...
Well, with great power comes great responsibility.
Let's talk about shops with lady names.
Yeah.
Shops with ladies' names.
Yes, okay.
Polly Peacock's
quite nice.
Oh, yeah. Gertrude Games Workshop.
Wally Warhammer.
No men.
Oh, it can't be men, can it?
Can't be men.
Can't be men.
It's like boats. They're always she's. Shops are always female.
Oh, okay.
Wonder Warhammer.
Oh, I've got a really good one.
Oh,
Sheila Screwfix. Speakers of hand, I do. Of course you do, Sheila Screwfix.
Tina Travis Perkins.
Brenda Buku.
Carla Carpet Wright.
Oh, this is the best filler we've ever had. Female shots.
Fanny fads.
What?
Fads?
Fads?
Fads.
No, I don't know that
They
one.
Used to do...
Wilma Woolworth. And Brenda BHS. Yeah. Mathemat Spencer.
Yeah.
Gotta do the voice, you see.
Yeah, yeah, that's you gotta characterize them as well. Imi, Arami, and Nivi.
Edwina Edinburgh Woolshop.
Is this enjoyable to anyone?
No, everyone at home's going, fucking
this,
shut up.
Yeah, this is going to be the one that...
Ooh, penny pound land. Right, it's
We're
going to
shed
four.
So
episode
many...
Four, look, okay.
People have been so loyal up until
finally
now.
It's going to be one of those Rubicon moments where they're like, yeah, it was great until they did that episode where they talk about shops.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk about shops for an hour and 10 minutes.
I stopped listening after that. It went downhill.
Yeah.
Look, Delos is... Yeah. Basically does not go for Ian. Mm-hmm. In fact, he has a swing at Nero. And the guards swarm in and a huge fight ensues. Mm-hmm. During the fracas, Ian notices that Barbara is a slave and they escape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Nero actually just kills a guard completely out of annoyance.
Yes.
Petulant stab. It's rather cruel.
Yeah.
At the palace, Barbara informs Tavius that... what? Oh, she's being used as bait, isn't she?
Oh, yeah.
To lure... I don't know why. I gave up at that point.
This episode's so a fucking mess.
Can we assemble...
Some things happen.
Yeah.
And the doctor says, oh, by the way, it's 64 AD, if you want to know.
There you go.
Goes, not really.
Poor Toby Haydock's out for his jog.
I know.
trying to power himself.
Standing right. there, going, hands on his hips, just shaking his head, going, this beautiful thing is now
sullied.
Yeah. Very much like Rome burning.
All right, hang on. Right.
Yeah.
So, what happens now is
Have we got to the bit yet where the doctor's talking to Nero and his glasses are behind him? That's my favourite bit.
Mm.
And the boom mic is there.
Oh, yeah, there was a boom mic. Yeah, I sent you a picture of that.
Boomers micus.
Yes.
Basically, yes, the doctor says, oh, by the way, Vicky, it's 64 AD. That's when Rome gets set on fire.
Mm.
And she's like, okay, right, fine. Are you planning something? You know, it might be. Tavis informs the doctor of Nero's treachery. He says, look, Nero wants you in the Colosseum because he wants to murder you.
Yeah.
And the doctor's like, why? Okay, so you don't like Nero either? And he's like, no, nobody likes Nero. He's awful. And they're like, oh, fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. Nero then turns up just to do some gloating. For some whatever reason.
Yep.
The doctor again plays along and tells Vicky it's probably now time for them to flee because he set a fire.
Mad.
Yeah, he does it by... He's got his hands behind his back.
Hands behind his back.
And he's holding his reading glasses.
Yeah.
And
the
scroll.
Sun goes through the reading glasses and sets fire to the scroll.
Sets fire. And which could just be put out just by standing on it.
Yeah, yeah. It's very
but it gives
simple.
Nero an idea, doesn't it? I could sack Rome.
Because Nero's been plotting to do stuff and goes, thank you, my good man. Mm. And Vicky's like, you just caused that to happen, Doctor. Mm. What's all this about you can't alter the future?
Yeah,
and the doctor's like, that's his response. He just thinks it's funny.
Mm.
Jesus. So, now, rogues from the fuck off. Just
if you sack Rome, do you have to call it into your office and be like, yeah, yeah.
I just wanted to let you know. You've got
hello, Rome. Rome, could you take a seat?
Yeah.
So this gives Nero the idea. So he gets some ruffians from the populace. Mm-hmm. Again, it's also Ian again.
Yeah.
And Delos, and gives them all torches and goes, just set fire to the place and then I'll take over. He's already the leader of Rome anyway, isn't he?
I know, I don't yeah.
quite know why he wants to do that. anyway. So now all hell breaks loose, basically. Ian reunites with Barbara.
Yay.
Rome is on fire.
Yep.
And the Doctor and Vicky are now just outside, just watching it on fire. Yeah. And the Doctor is just laughing his tits off. Just thinks it's hilarious.
Yeah.
And we don't have Nero fiddling with himself, though, do we?
No, fiddling. Not even on the tuba or on the harmonica. Or nothing. And now... Excuse me, it just cut a few days later. So sorry, I think I'm allergic to this story.
This podcast used to have standards.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's gone awfully downhill, isn't it? I was just so bored throughout the whole thing. Even I can't even understand my notes because my notes look bored.
They get back to the villa.
Ian and Barbara get there first.
Yeah.
And then the Doctor turns up.
Yeah.
And they all retell of their wonderful story. They've not met during the whole thing.
So the Doctor thinks they've just been lounging around.
You cunts have been doing nothing. And they're like, you wouldn't believe what happened to us. Yeah. Because you would believe what happened to us.
Yeah.
And even though they've never met. Mm. And then cut to the TARDIS, which dematerializes. And you finally, this is the first time maybe you start hearing the sound.
Usually
it just appears and disappears, doesn't it? And we're now inside the TARDIS.
Yep.
And a fretful Doctor informs everyone that the TARDIS is caught in 1 second of time.
Oh.
And is slowly being dragged down towards something thin, the end of Doctor
Who. It's being dragged down to the web planet, which features among its cast all the best.
Martin Jarvis.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So right.
Anyway, scoring.
What are we going to score it out of?
Yeah.
Shop names.
Oh, no.
I'll go first. Okay. It's better than the Aztecs.
Okay.
Yeah.
But not much. The Doctor is not established enough to do anything about anything. He just stumbles around going, and does nothing. It's very much an Ian Barber story, isn't it? Which is actually nice for them.
Yeah.
It's pacier than the Aztecs, but it's just so boring. I'm so sorry. It's just really dull. However, I'll give it 40 names of shops.
40? Right. I like the Romans. I thought it clipped. Yeah, it clipped along really nicely. And I like it is very broad.
Yes.
But and it's sort of like quite Reithian in like here's what happened in Rome and this time and stuff.
It's still an educational entertainment show, isn't it? At this stage.
Yeah, yeah.
They're still trying to do a bit of history.
Very nice.
I'm gonna give it 71.
You prick. That's fine.
71.
Right, justify every point.
Tom, you need to be stopped.
I like all the Hans Christian Andersen. I've given Hans Christian Andersen a little hint.
A hand job.
I had a hot summer with him.
What were you, Joel?
I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
Like you say, it's better than the Aztecs. Mm. I didn't love it.
Yeah.
I like the historical ones. I think they're quite fun. And I did actually quite like the Ray Cooney stuff.
Mm. Did you?
Yeah, so I'm going to give it 45.
So 156 female shop names for the Roma, which we covered, I think, in glorious detail.
I think anyone could argue we didn't. I think this will be episode. A
when they do the Blu-ray of this.
Yeah.
Well, of course, we were going to do a documentary, but Wheeze and Groaning Sound covered it
so well.
Just buy that and just put it
all. Did you know that all shops have ladies? I didn't know this. But do we have any correspondence?
We most certainly do.
Oh, good.
None of your Perkins.
Dorothy Perkins?
Yeah.
Shit.
Dorothy
Perkins. Hang on, it must be Dorothy
Dorothy
Perkins.
Dorothy
Perkins.
Maisie McDonald's.
Hang on, Claire's accessory. Yeah. Oh, no. Oh God, the world's gone mad.
Yeah.
Donna Dulcies. Ben Thomas says the Romans. No real surprise that after 53 episodes of adventure, peril, and slowly escalating sexual tension, the first thing Ian and Barbara do when they get some alone time is to get pissed and do some serious fucking.
Oh God.
Ian's balls must have been police balls blue. Couple of Carry On links in this one. Carry On regular Derek Francis stars as Nero,
yeah.
And writer Dennis Spooner came up with the idea of the the story after visiting the set of Carry On Cleo.
Oh, wow.
Jim Dale was his friend and neighbour. Mm. Spooner would become script editor for Doctor Who, wrote extensively for most of the Gerry Anderson puppet series, and had the plumpest comb-overs in television. Seriously, it was like someone had dropped a chaise longue on his head.
Wow.
Colour Horizon Review says the Romans, from their cosy post-coital demeanour, Barbara has clearly been chowing down on Ian's creamy ejaculate.
Oh, please!
God, what the? It's the family show!
Please!
At least dress it up in a modicum of...
sort of fan base we're collecting.
Innuendo.
Put it through the Talbot Rothwell filter.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Andrew F. says it's nice to mix the historical stories with something a bit more fun, and the Romans is very enjoyable runaround. Hartnell is on fine form, and Derek Francis is a hoot as Nero. Gavin Lucan says the one where Ian and Barbara finally succumbed to the urge to get it on.
Hang on, am I missing something? Yeah. Did they get it on in this?
I didn't know.
I think it's just they've been in a month in a villa, and people, like, the assumption is that they've
been... there's no sex going on.
No sex, please. No. We're British.
No. No sex, please. We're in the TARDIS.
Has
anyone ever fucked the TARDIS?
Well, canonically, Amy and Rory have.
Oh, that's not, that's new. Who? It doesn't count. The one, yeah, Gavin Newton, the one that was urged to get it on. The cast are clearly having a ball, even if Nero's behaviour is more than a bit off to modernise. 75 toga parties out of 100 he's given
get
it.
Get away.
You've out-tommed. You can't out-tom-tom.
No.
Al Knapp says, on a recent Whole Who rewatch, this stood out as the first consciously humorous story. Drags in places, but Hartnell is beginning to be a bit doctorish now, rather than just an annoying old git. 66 out of 100 fiddlers.
Yeah, still an annoying
and
git.
The Watcher 1963 says, the carry-on one. The cast looks like they're enjoying every moment of the comedy, probably because it was a bit different. And props to the crew that had to recreate the wonders of ancient Rome in Riverside Studios. 79 stock footage lines out of 100. And that's the end of correspondence.
Yay! Oh,
well, sorry about that, folks. I just really wasn't into it. Yeah. I'm off to Maureen McDonald's.
Oh, lovely.
Where are you off to?
Oh, dear. I'm off to Heather Habitat.
Oh, lovely. And John?
I'm going to Sister Wendy Wendy's.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Weasel and Grodin.
Look at the way it is today, it's getting out of hand. There's no decorum in the forum. Depravity's surrounding me, I don't know where to turn. But give me time and I'll soon learn. Oh, Lurkio, woe is Lurkio. Hang on a tick while I touch up the prologue. Oh, up Pompeii. I never seem to get it all. Up Pompeii, Pompeii, salute, naughty, naughty. Up Pompeii. Osculatio, flagellatio. It may sound tame with a Latin name, but ooh! Up Pompeii. Pompeii, I never ever get it all. Pompeii, Pompeii, I never seem to get it all. Pompeii, Pompeii, salute, naughty, naughty. Pompeii. Look at the way it is today, it's getting out of hand. There's no decorum in the forum. Depravity's surrounding me, I don't know where to turn. But give me time and I'll soon learn. Oh, Lurkio, woe is Lurkio. Hang on a tick while I touch up the prologue. Up Pompeii, up Pompeii. I'm always out to get it all. Pompeii, Pompeii, salute, naughty, naughty. Up Pompeii. There's an awful lot who have gone to pot and got an itch to roam. You should see them in the Coliseum. And they're quite at home in the Hippodrome. You can choose who you prefer, cause Ben Him looks like Ben-Hur. Osculatio flagellatio. It may sound tame with a Latin name, but oh! Naughty, naughty.